11.1. I can't find anything. I actually love this chapter, The Desperate Researcher, because at some point you're going to feel this way, and my favorite example, I may have mentioned this in the book or here on the website, but I will get a student who will come up once in a while and make the comment, I can only find one case, and I can't find anything else. And when I look at them, I smile and I say, that's impossible, it's not true. Think about what you're saying, and I smile at them and I say, what you just said is an impossibility. I just found one case. Why is that an impossibility? Think for a moment. Why do I say that's not possible? Because, as you can see from the image that's on the screen here, every case, every opinion that you find itself is based on previous opinions, cases, statutes, other forms of authority. So when we talk about the desperate researcher, the best way to solve being a desperate researcher is to use any glimmer of authority you have found to lead you to additional authority. It's what we refer to as authority within authority. It's really powerful, because it means that if you find another court opinion within the court opinion that you have found, that suddenly that court opinion is relied upon authority. It's relied upon by your case, probably by other cases. But we try to give you, in this section of the book, we try to give you some ideas of how to expand your research. You know, when you're researching, there's usually two problems. Either you can't find anything or you're finding too much. So there's always the frustration with how do I either broaden my research, and then how do I narrow my research down to the cases that are the most powerful, that are within my jurisdiction, and so forth. And that's what a lot of this section is about. You understand the basic process of research now. Well, now kind of take that to the next level, or put the cherry on the ice cream here with this skill. Go back to the cases you found. And if you haven't already done so, look inside those cases and see, are there authorities in here that have been relied on that maybe I should take a look at? And even if you don't quote them, just at this point, for practice sake, find them on Westlaw. Find them on Westlaw, on Lexis. Find them in the law library. And just start developing that knowledge and that habit of using authority within authority, because it's very, very powerful. And if the case you found, the one or two cases you found, relied on those authorities, that means they're probably pretty good authorities. Of course, any additional authority you find, you need to shepherdize or keysight before quoting it to make sure that that authority is still valid. And once again, just to reiterate, anything you quote within a written document should be validated with keysight or with shepherds, one or the other. Also, any authority that is quoted within a brief or other documents that's sent to you by the other side, that should be validated. You want to validate that. One of my best moments as a paralegal was during a telephone conference with the opposing counsel and the judge, where this other side faxed us a couple of cases, and I went down at the instruction of the attorney John, I think I've mentioned him before, great attorney John Acold. At his instruction, I went down and shepherdized it in the library downstairs and came back up, and two of the cases they quoted that they were relying on there were both invalid. They both had problems. And John was able to basically just embarrass them. He was very subtle about it, but the judge in the case made some comment similar to, I can't believe, counsel, that you were using invalid authority to try to win your argument. And it was over. The game was over. It was just a wonderful moment. So remember, always shepherdize or keysight everything. Validate authority that has been cited in your documents or in the opposing party's documents.